By stepping out of your comfort zone, you push past those boundaries of familiarity and embrace the unknown. This can be intimidating at first, absolutely it could, but it is through facing these challenges that you can truly discover your strengths, capabilities, and potential. Welcome to Zest for Life podcast, designed to give you the motivation, inspiration, and a bounce in your step. I'm your host, Sharona Javen, and I'm so excited to have you join us for today's episode. I've spent the past few decades educating and sprinkling my joy and zest for life around the world, having lived on 5 continents. I am passionate about living life with zest. In this podcast, we'll dive deeper into everyday conversations on mindset, self-improvement, relationships, change, careers, the ebbs and flows of life, and many, many more topics that you get to be part of just by tuning in every Monday. Friends, let's not settle with just okay by being bogged down with the mundaneness of life, but be invigorated by my voice, motivational teachings, and true stories to ignite some zest into your life. So pull up a seat and make sure you're cozy. This is the Zest for Life podcast. Let's get started. Hello, Zest listeners. Welcome to the Zest for Life podcast. Hope the time change in the past week of springing forward hasn't caused you too much havoc on your sleep. Well, this applies to all those in Canada, but I am loving the longer daylight. Okay, let's begin with a review, and thank you for all those who have written a review and the bonus 5-star rating. I'm going to begin with our review from a person called Initial D. So in reference to episode 8, which was actually the week of International Women's Day, D wrote, "What a great way to celebrate women from all walks of life for their value, their purpose, their worth, and for their existence. We celebrate Women's Day to acknowledge every woman for their contribution to her family, society, and the world. Being courageous and stepping out to do greater things with confidence and strength. Thank you for this wonderful podcast. It definitely infuses zest in my mind and body. As a woman, to look within and see that I am the light shining brightly." Wow. Thank you, Dee, for that amazing review. And I'm so, so happy that it's impacted you in such a positive way. Thank you for sharing. And I so appreciate everyone who has left a review. I'll be reading one of those every single time. So let's begin with this episode. It was actually inspired by a walk and talk. I call those walks and talks. I had with a friend who actually requested I share more on this topic of adaptability, flexibility, and spontaneity. So really, they were curious about how one would integrate more of this into their lives. As you all know, I have lived on 5 different continents, worked in different environments, integrated, assimilated into different languages, cultures, and have happily gone on many, many adventures. I have grown along with the experiences and learned so much on this journey of life, and it still continues. The travel experiences, I believe, has helped me grow further to be adaptable, flexible, and very spontaneous. Majority of my travel over the years has been on my own, which has forced me, you know, to engage, interact with other people. I mean, I am naturally a very outgoing person who is warm and friendly, so I easily meet people and strike up conversations wherever I am. As I was reflecting, I think part of it is definitely my personality, and the other part would be life experiences where I've chosen opportunities to step into the unknown with wisdom and discernment. So let's dive into that. It is definitely something that was also instilled or nurtured as a child growing up. I do remember we would be driving home from church and we would then, you know, dad would say, oh, let's grab an ice cream, and we'd be nearly home and literally we had this special ice cream place that we'd love to drive to in Mission Bay. So if you're from New Zealand, Auckland especially, there's a place called Mission Bay. It's really beautiful, wonderful place by the ocean. And it's just one. So one side is ocean and the other side of the coast is just has got many restaurants that you can go and dine. But there was this ice cream shop there that we loved going to as a family. And we used to go and get ice creams there, you know, spontaneously, randomly. And there was something we would do very spontaneously, maybe weekly, maybe nothing that's in routine. It was just really a spur of the moment sort of thought. And so we literally would be on one side of the highway. We call them motorways back in New Zealand. So one side of the highway and would get off at the next exit, the closest exit, and then hop back on the highway again on the other side. And we would then go to the ice cream store. So I also remember that was one great memory. And then also another memory is, you know, traveling. So I remember traveling as a child with my family and learning, you know, just being in different places at different time zones, eating different foods, and just really embracing other cultures. And also I think, you know, adapting, relating, it comes from the being spontaneous. It comes from immigrating as well from different countries. As I've said, I've lived in 5 different continents, so different countries, different cities. And that definitely has developed and strengthened, you know, the muscle of adaptability, flexibility, and spontaneity. And I also do crave balance in my life. I'm naturally am drawn to that. And so there are aspects of my life which are planned. Absolutely, they are. And that's not just off that, you know, which isn't just off the cuff. And there are other parts of my life which are very spontaneous and natural. So, for example, the weekend, I'm just giving you an example. The weekend may look like I may have a couple of things that are planned or planned commitments, and then thrown into that might be a little get together with family or friends, or even, you know, checking an event or having a doggy play date with one of my friends who also has a dog. And so that might be thrown in there, but it's not setting me off kilter in my day or in my mind, because I have created that space in my mind to allow for flexibility and surprises. Let me say that again. I have created that space in my mind to allow for flexibility and surprises. It's part of who I am, and I don't need to consciously think about it. You know, it's just spontaneous. It is a way of life for me. I also understand and want to validate that not everyone is comfortable with just doing things off the cuff, and you can ease into having a balance between planned and unplanned things in your day-to-day or weekly schedules. Even though this was a requested topic by one person, I'm positive that many who are listening are in the same boat, or at least you may want to incorporate some spontaneity into your life. So keep listening. I will go through some helpful strategies next. So number one, embrace uncertainty. Be open to new experiences and opportunities that may arise unexpectedly. This means relinquishing some control. Yep, control. It might be uncomfortable, but if this is what you want to practice in life, it does mean taking baby steps, firstly, and then changing your mindset. That's very, very important. And secondly, step out of your comfort zone. I know it's easier said than done, I hear you, but I do this regularly. You know, challenge yourself to try new things and break routine habits. Start with one thing that you can change. It can be a small thing. Do it and then reflect on it and see how you felt, and repeat it. If you're pleasant, you might be pleasantly surprised with yourself when you take that step. It, you know, may not be as hard as you initially thought. Number three, say yes more often. Be willing to say yes to spontaneous invitations or last-minute plans. It may be as simple as taking that unscheduled walk, having that dessert, driving a different route. I do this quite a bit. It will need to be, you know, something you incorporate every single day, something that you can start with, okay? So just make it realistic. Number four, plan less and do more. So what I mean by this is allow room for spontaneity by leaving gaps in your schedule for impromptu activities. For example, like a walk, saying yes to a sudden event or concert or a live game. Number five, also remember to be present in the moment. Focus on enjoying the present moment without worrying about the future. Okay, and then this next one's a little tough because I've also struggled with this, or at least I, you know, have dealt with this in the past, which is letting go of perfectionism. You know, embrace imperfection and spontaneity by being flexible and adaptable. I'm not saying don't do things well or aspire for excellence. We should do our best. In this regard, we want to break free of things that may hold us behind from being okay with change. This next point really ties in well because it's all about seeking adventure. Explore new places, so go to a new park, go on that new hike. It doesn't have to be one that you've always done. So explore new places, try new activities, and seek out opportunities for excitement. Try something new this week. It might be a different coffee shop, a new meal, or a new walking route. You might try a new product, a new, you know, something new packet of chips, whatever it is that is going to add something different, something new, a slight change in your life. And by incorporating these steps into your daily life, you can cultivate a more spontaneous and adventurous mindset that allows you to embrace the unexpected and enjoy new experiences to the fullest. I just want to expand further on the comfort zone piece. That was number two. So stepping out of your comfort zone is a powerful way to foster personal growth, expand your horizons, and discover new opportunities. When you challenge yourself to try new things and break routine habits, you open yourself up to a world of possibilities and experiences that can enrich your life in profound ways. Stay with me, guys. By stepping out of your comfort zone, you push past those boundaries of familiarity and embrace the unknown. This can be intimidating at first. Absolutely, it could. But it is through facing these challenges that you can truly discover your strengths, capabilities, and potential. I do think often we place our own limitations on ourselves. You know, trying new things allows you to learn and grow, gaining valuable insights and skills that can benefit you both personally and professionally. I mean, I started a podcast and taught myself everything from scratch. I am not a techie person whatsoever, but I've really enjoyed the process and it's been a huge learning curve. And I'm really enjoying, you know, these episodes that I'm creating for you. So breaking routine habits is essential for personal development and self-improvement. We know the Zest for Life podcast is it's all about the self-improvement piece and personal development and mindset. So it really helps you break free from being stagnant and complacent and enabling you to explore different perspectives, interests, and passions. By shaking up your routine, you can spark creativity, innovation, and inspiration, leading to new discoveries and opportunities for growth. You guys, it's never, never too late. So stepping out of your comfort zone requires courage, resilience, and a willingness to embrace uncertainty. It may involve taking risks, facing fears, and challenging yourself in ways that may feel uncomfortable at first. However, The rewards of stepping out of your comfort zone are immense, okay? It increases your confidence, self-awareness, and gives you a sense of accomplishment that comes from pushing yourself beyond your perceived limits. Yes, pushing yourself beyond your perceived limits, your perceived limits. So in doing that, you will knowingly or unknowingly be exposed to diverse perspectives, engage with people from different backgrounds and viewpoints, which will help broaden your understanding and approach to uncertainty. The other point I want to really touch on is staying curious. Okay, so maintain a sense of curiosity and openness to new ideas, experiences, and possibilities. Go try that new cafe or that new place to eat rather than always frequenting that one cafe or one restaurant. Curiosity, I believe, is important for adults for several reasons. I know as kids, we are naturally very curious. We ask lots of questions. We are very inquisitive. So firstly, curiosity drives learning and personal growth. By being curious as adults, we are motivated to seek out new information, explore different perspectives, and expand our knowledge base. This continuous learning process can lead to personal development, improved problem-solving skills, and deepen our understanding of the world around us. And the second point to that is curiosity really fosters creativity and innovation. When we're curious, we are more likely to think outside of the box. We can challenge, conventional norms and come up with novel ideas and solutions. This creative thinking can be beneficial in various aspects of life, including your work, your relationships, and personal projects, your passions. Curiosity can enhance relationships and communication. And by being curious about, the other person's perspective, experiences, and their interests, as adults, we can build stronger connections to help foster empathy and engage in more meaningful conversations. So curiosity can also lead to a greater appreciation for diversity and a more inclusive mindset. Overall, curiosity is a valuable trait for adults, I believe, and it promotes continuous learning, creativity, and innovation, and interpersonal connections as well. It encourages individuals to approach life with an open mind, a sense of wonder, and a willingness to explore new possibilities. Let's tie it all together in a nice bow. So embracing spontaneity allows you to step out of your comfort zone and try new things without overthinking or planning every detail. Embrace the unexpected and welcome spontaneity into your life for a sense of adventure and excitement. So this week, drop me a message and let me know one thing that you have done this week that was spontaneous. Yes, I do want to hear from you. It can be as small or as big as you want. If you're not already following me on Instagram at Zest for Life Podcast, you should. I'll be posting more on spontaneity there throughout the week. So until then, together, let's trailblaze through life with more zest and spontaneity. Bye for now. I'm over here giving you a virtual high five for listening to today's episode. Thank you for tuning into the Zest for Life podcast. I hope this episode has filled your day with inspiration, laughter, and a whole lot of zest. If you're finding value in this podcast, I would greatly appreciate if you could leave me up to a 5-star review. It would mean the world to me. Also, make sure you have your automatic downloads turned on wherever you listen to your podcast, so the weekly Zest for Life podcast is in your queue and ready to bring you inspiration, motivation, and an injection of zing you didn't even know you needed. Together, let's trailblaze through life with more zest. Let's go.